Kia ora. Welcome to this podcast. If you're listening, then you'll be interested in the Auckland Secondary Schools Teacher Training Program. I'm here with two current teacher trainees, Helena Moore and Paul Strang. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Hello. Good to be here.
Helena, why did you decide to enrol for this teaching program?
Essentially, it ticked all my boxes. So I am very much a hands-on learner, so I really liked the more immersive approach. I also liked that it was quite personalised, not only because I am familiar with Westlake as a school, but also I liked that you are paired with a mentor, multiple mentors, and you get to kind of go along with them the whole way through, which I think is quite important.
Okay.
Yeah, and it just made future study more accessible as well. Being in my mid-20s, I think that was definitely a factor as well. Yeah, so I'd say that those are probably the main things that initially drew me to the program.
Yeah, okay. And Paul, you've had a long career in sport, which some people might recognise your name and your voice from. What made you decide to embark upon teaching?
Thanks. It seemed like a natural evolution from where I was in a prior career, which was as a director of sport and working in sports consultancy.
Yes.
I had a taster of schools. And my passion is very much around helping young people fill their potential to become, future captains of industry or sport or whatever they can. So it felt like a natural progression. I was going to bring some life skills. I was going to bring my background. But on a slightly selfish level, it also allowed me to future-proof my career.
Mm.
And it allowed me to stay in sport through co-curricular aspects, which was really cool. And then the final tick in the box was there's a very good chance of having a position once you've finished studying with the school that you train in, which is attractive.
Mm. And how have your work experiences that you've just mentioned, how have they helped you settle in with this program, do you think?
Very well, on good and bad levels. On the positive side, you bring life experiences. It's almost like life has a bit of a design.
Mm.
You bring your wisdom and your life experiences and your emotional intelligence you've learned over the years and apply it to something new and challenging, which is great. But on the other side of the coin, I've gone from being a relative expert in something to an absolute beginner, and that's challenging.
Mm.
You've got to be very clear on your values of why you want to do this, and I've had to revisit that a few times because there are moments where you have to think very hard about what you the course that you're on, and it's challenging in a philosophical sense.
Challenging and brave, I would say.
Yeah, and it brings all that out. So all of those sort of previous roles I've had have really set me up for this, and I'm really enjoying it. Actually, it's nice to use the brain cells again, and as I said, it's quite nice to do something for yourself.
Helena, how have you managed to cope with what I imagine is a fairly heavy demand, both teaching and studying online? How's that balance been?
Yeah, you're definitely right. It's definitely a very full-on workload.
Yes.
But thankfully, that was something that was quite clearly communicated to us, like throughout the application process and also at the beginning of the year. And so we had that sort of advantage going in that we knew to prepare for that. In terms of the way that I've managed to sort of cope, I would say the main thing that I've learned is that you need to lean on those around you, especially in a career like teaching. Mm. It's all about who you work with, the people around you, and sort of tapping into the resources that they bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to not only lean on my mentor and seek guidance when I need to from her, I also, at least once a day, me and Paul have a chat, or the other teacher trainees, we all kind of come congregate together and have a bit of a debrief. And
how many of you are there at Westlake this year?
There's seven of us this year,
okay,
which is one of the larger cohorts, but there's another school, Tamaki, that have eight
right
at the moment, and there's 75 across Auckland. So we catch up every 3 weeks with them, and we've got WhatsApp groups and online groups. So there's no shortage of emotional and cognitive support.
That's cool. So beyond, as you say, Helena, your designated sort of mentor support, that camaraderie that you must have from your fellow trainees must be pretty key, I'd imagine.
Yeah, 1,000%. Yep. And I think that became apparent quite quickly, that we were able to sort of all kind of band together and tackle it as a team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which I think translates well into the career.
Yeah, and I think another aspect of managing it is there's also people who've been through the course before, and then generally in your school, so you've kind of got the past graduates to draw on, and you know, being organized and flexible, I think helps. That I've been impressed with how flexible people are around maybe deadlines or supporting us, which definitely, because everyone has different pinch points, they're all bringing in different lives into the program. And so Waikato's been very flexible on that, and within the school program, awesome.
I can confirm that experience, very much the same. I think learning to be vulnerable and to communicate what exactly, like, where you're at and what you need, I think has become really valuable in terms of like managing everything.
Okay.
But yeah, I'd say that was probably the key.
And those are all skills that are going to be vital once you actually are fully fledged teacher. So.
Look, I'd actually got to say, I think that's one of the sort of golden nuggets of this program, is you're getting that sort of relational building, those relationships very early.
Yes.
Rather than being maybe just parachuted in at the end of your first six months into a placement, we sort of get it from day one. So when you do need help, you know exactly who to speak to and where to go to, or you can equally help someone else.
Can you both single out, this is a tricky question, single out a highlight thus far?
Well, whilst you're thinking, Alina, I think for me, it'll seem ironic, I guess, that we're learning to be teachers, but for me it's the outside the classroom stuff. I think it's easy to forget that schools are social hubs and communities. And so I've really enjoyed the co-curricular stuff. I've loved seeing boys outside the classroom. I loved meeting a whole bunch of new people with the same passion. And in many ways, it's reignited my passion for what I'm doing. So as much as I'm loving the stuff in the classroom, you really do enjoy those little moments where you just sit, where you just say to yourself, yeah, I know, this is why I'm doing this.
Cool. Mm.
Yeah, I think I agree with a lot of what you just said. I think for me, the overall highlight has been this resounding sense of purpose and belonging. I think the little moments are what makes it the most special. So when you see the light kind of switch on in the boy's brain when he finally gets a concept, or when they, after class, will take a second to sort of stop and smile at you and go, thank you for today's lesson, miss, see you tomorrow. And I think that that those sort of everyday moments are what make it so amazing.
Yeah. Oh, you'll be a great teacher then, if that's that's what's sparking you. Yeah, because that's what it's all about. It's great. Yeah.
I've very quickly learned that teachers have great work stories. you know, that's just the nature of teaching. It's amazing that every day you can really make a difference to someone's lives, and I think that's important.
Biggest learning experience so far, Elena?
My biggest learning experience, I think, for me, and this, and thankfully this was covered quite early on, and encouraged not only through the program itself but also through the academic learning we were doing. It's this idea of knowing who you are, having a really strong sense of what you stand for, what you value, what you bring to the table, and also what shapes your perspective. So being very aware of the position that you're in, and what you're, and what that means for the way that you interact with the world around you, and acknowledging that that is not a shared experience, that everyone experiences the world around them differently. So the way I kind of look at it as, I look at it as, if you have really solid roots under the surface, then above the surface, you can be really, really flexible. You're able to sort of wiggle around, which I think is really vital when you're in a career like teaching, because nothing ever goes to plan. You can structure everything and then it will just completely go wonky.
Yes.
And that is, that adaptability is key.
Absolutely. Yeah. Fluidity is essential. And you've got to be yourself, as you said. You can't be anyone else when you're a teacher.
I couldn't agree more. I think the idea of copy and paste, I quite naively went into this thinking, right, there's a right way to teach and there's a wrong way to teach.
Yeah.
Especially from a psychology background, I was very much into my theory.
Yes.
And very quickly I realised that no one is going to teach you how to teach. You discover who you are as a teacher, and then that kind of comes naturally. Yes, you're going to make mistakes, and yes, there are practical skills you can apply, but it's really about knowing who you are as a teacher and how you best implement that, I think.
Absolutely. The other thing I found when I was starting out was just finding your own mentors. You know, seeing those people in the school who you admire and looking at what they're doing. Even the small things, I think. Couple of final words. Helena, firstly, have your expectations been met thus far with this program?
Yes, definitely. I think I felt incredibly supported. I think that the experiences of the day-to-day immersion has been invaluable. I often find myself reflecting on, if I hadn't been part of this program and I had gone about the degree in the traditional path, would I be prepared for what next year entails? And I'm inclined to think that the answer would be no. I would be in for a massive shock. So yes, I think it's met my expectations.
Or as prepared, perhaps.
Prepared, obviously. I think that the learning is in the everyday.
Yeah, great answer. And Paul, final word from you. Can you articulate in your own words why you think this program is different to others? Not that you've experienced others, but what you think is different about it.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of what we've talked about earlier. I mean, you get a chance to see backstage very quickly what makes front stage happen. And I think that being on the school side whilst studying just gives you an appreciation of how all the everything falls together. It's a huge operation. You learn, you start to develop a real empathy and respect for teachers. And the daily roles they have, because often when you're outside school gates, you don't really appreciate that. So for me, that immersion is massive. The other big part, I think, which is great, is you get to see tangibly how teaching works. You can actually see the process over a period of time of how it plays out, and you get to see that school culture, how it affects that. So you feel part of something.
Cool.
And I think for me, that's really special, because you know, I'm sure people that work off schools, they're learning the same stuff as us, but we colouring it in a lot with our daily experiences. So for me, that's the massive piece. It's the people that you work with and the opportunity to develop relationships that you know you're going to need as you go further down the line.
Awesome. Well, thank you both. If you're listening, I hope this has been informative and really useful for you. Hearing it straight from the source, so to speak. So thank you both.
No worries.
It's a pleasure.